Hey, it's Spooky.
Hey, hey, it's C-Max, and this is Mom.
You know, Mother's Day is coming up.
Yeah, happy birthday, Mom. Happy Mother's Day, Mom. We're Matrimonia Madness. We dated on Halloween, we got married on Halloween, and we spend every Thursday evening/night talking about all things spooky. We are a family-friendly podcast with all the blood and guts, and whether it's your first time or you're a frequent listener, we thank you for taking a stab at it.
So why'd you say evening/night? Isn't that the same?
No. Evening, to me,
okay,
is your, like, 6 to 7:45.
So your sunset is your evening time?
Yeah. It's nighttime.
It's
10 o'clock.
That's
not the evening to me.
Interesting.
I mean, I'm not Webster Miriam. Huh. I don't know if I'm right or not.
But to you, evening, if I say, hey, someone wants us to hang out with them in the evening,
and
you
then
would assume.
Yeah, and then they show up at 11 o'clock, I'm going to be like, you're late.
Like it's
you're way
nighttime.
Late.
Okay.
Where were you?
Or if they're like, hey, you want to come over this evening, and we show up at 7.
That makes sense.
Evening to you, but they're like, we're in the middle of dinner.
Yeah, okay, you're getting, I don't know where you're going with this, Tyler Perry. Tyler Perry, I don't know. It's a Tyler Perry parody. It's a Tyler parody. Anyways, we hope you guys have had a great week. And for those of you who got through last week's episode.
Welcome back.
Of me crying up almost.
But we won't be doing that this.
We won't be doing that today because I've got.
The Baya.
Baya Energy Mango Guava, 160 meg caffeine per can with antioxidant vitamin C for immune support. We're not even sponsored by them, but I'm
not sponsored. That is.
We'll let you guys hear this.
That's a little ASMR for you, smooth listeners.
Smooth jazz.
Smooth jazz.
We need a jazz horror movie so that meme can also come to life. Don't do that.
I do that so I can do this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Guys, she looks at the screen, and as you guys know who listened last week, I was freaking out, and she will stare at the screen. And again, like, I don't understand, like, I know how, like, people have RBFs, and they don't realize their face looks like that. She doesn't really realize what her face looks like when she's looking at recording stuff, which is what I stress out about.
Is it an RBF face, or is it, like, a
concerned
face?
No, it's almost like someone got run over by a car face.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
I'm in a better mood, despite my temper tantrums the past few days.
You mean 10 minutes ago?
I did have one 10 minutes ago, also. But then we did our Sinister Sneaks, which we're going to talk about in a little bit. And I feel better now, especially
Thank
after
goodness.
The last one, which we'll get to. Do you have any stories to share? I've been forced to say our friends... It is Autism Awareness Month, and for those of you who don't know... Spooky and I are both behavior analysts, and that's kind of what we dedicated our life to. But one of our kiddos, Luggy, he'll go by codename Luggy, he's like, you know, you've only talked about me on the podcast one
time.
Did he
really?
Yeah. But we've only had...
I feel like...
What's this, episode 11 or 12?
This is 12.
I feel like we've talked... I also said that. I'm like, I feel like we've talked
about
you
more. We've mentioned him more than just once.
I mean... If we're contractually obligated to say, like, Luggy, maybe we haven't done that, but we've referenced him.
We have, and he should know if he's being referenced. He's smart enough to know, oh, this
yeah, he is
about
smart
me.
Enough to know. He's been soft referenced multiple times. But Luggy, there you go, bud. If this gets popular, you are also popular because we are talking about you.
Yeah, so speaking of, I saw this really cool thing at Target that I thought he was going to be so excited about. Because let me just tell you what, okay? So for Christmas, I got C-Max this Spider-Man controller charger, like, stand. And it's like Spider-Man holds your controller and charges it.
It's been on my Elfster for, like, a long time.
So I found it, and it turns out I got the last one in existence.
Almost, pretty much.
And I told... Luggy about it, and Luggy, of course, was like, wow, I can't believe you didn't get that to me. You know, I can't believe you love your husband more than me, basically. And then,
fair.
And then I was like, well, you know, there was a Miles Morales one. And he's like, oh, that's pretty cool. Maybe I'll have to look into that. I found the Miles Morales one at Target, sent a picture.
Good find.
Yeah. Because
it was hidden.
It was. Sent a picture to Luggy, and his response was, LOL.
Yeah.
That's it.
To be fair, I think I want it, because I think I want to run like a duel, like almost like a throne.
That would be cute.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for endorsing me buying stuff.
We should get it. We should go back and get it.
I'm also pretty jazzed. It's not horror related, and for those of you first-time listeners, we typically start with just some banter, and then we get into the spooky stuff, but that's why there's the show notes.
Mm.
This show note will say intro. If you don't like the intro, you just go to what you like. And I'll be honest, a lot of podcasts don't do that anymore. Now, granted.
They don't do what?
Hot take.
Show notes?
Yeah. The podcasts I listen to do not do show notes at all.
No, well, the podcast I listen to, she doesn't do show notes because she's literally all over the place.
Ah, fair. We are also all over the place, but we try to keep it.
We have a structure, I feel like.
We have
like
a bit of a structure. So the structure is that we have no structure in the beginning.
True.
So for those of you who just jumped on, we're thankful for your for listening. We hope we keep you and acquire you. That's our job to do that. But we typically banter and have fun. We also, what I'm super jazzed about, shout out to you.
Yay, thank you.
And shout out to, we referenced her last week, our best friends, Marianne, who's married to our friend of the show, David.
Yep.
You guys nabbed a Guardians of the Galaxy pass holder preview.
So
and I'm very excited about it. I don't think you got to see how excited I was because my watch... My watch went off 400 times. We have smartwatches that we just got, and I'm still learning it. And
because I told him to put it on Do Not Disturb while
I'm asleep. I didn't know you could do that. Well, I think I did. I just didn't. And so I literally make a joke. I turn around and I go, can y'all knock it off? Because I knew it was the group chat.
Yeah.
I knew it was the group chat that we have for, like, the cruise coming up or whatever. And she's like, well... We got Guardians. She, like, snapped back at me.
Not that aggressive.
Maybe not.
Because you were, like, sleepy, so I'm never going to be, like, aggressive towards you because you're, like, half asleep.
Maybe
because
I was sleepy, that's why...
You took it aggressively.
That's why maybe I thought that. But I'm very excited because a lot of influencers weren't invited.
I did see that, yeah.
And then they had to do the Cretan way of trying... And I'm not taking pride in their demise. What I'm saying is, it was cool to get access to something that influencers aren't getting early access to because, you know, it kind of makes me feel cool.
So you want to know something funny?
Always.
So, friend of the show, David, said that they were probably going to go on, you know, on Friday, if you remember that, member in the...
I think he did.
And he's like, I think it's going to be Friday. So,
oh, last Friday.
No. He said...
You meant the...
This week, he said, I think they're going to open up the resis for Friday.
He also said that last Friday.
Okay, well, he was a stupid... He also thought, okay, well, this Friday, mm-hmm. right? So... or maybe I read that wrong. I don't know. Anyways. So I get up, and I'm drinking my coffee, and I'm reading, and then I'm picking up Django's puke, you know, the normal.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get an email saying, you're invited. And it was the Guardians thing, and I was like, I kind of had like a panic attack to myself.
You always do when you first get those.
But it's because friend of the show, David, is usually always like on the ball.
On
like
it, dude.
Usually he's there, and I haven't heard anything from him, and I'm like, oh my God. I was like, I'm just gonna jump into it. Of course there's like a 30-minute queue line, and I'm like, okay, I'm just gonna sit here and stare at my phone for 30 minutes. Maybe I'll read and just kinda keep looking back at my phone. Then I get in, I get the day, I get the time, then I find out, oh my gosh, best friend, wife of friend of the show, David, Marianne, is not part of my thing on, and so I'm like freaking out again because I get me, you, David, not Marianne, and so I send them the thing. I said, hurry, get your stuff. And it was just an anxiety ridden morning for me.
To be fair, I don't know if Marianne can ride it.
Okay.
Because she has.
She wants to go through the queue line though.
Oh, fair. You're right.
Yeah. So.
I think, knowing how Flynn Rider I am, Disney joke.
Uh huh.
I could have got her in the queue line.
I think,
she didn't have a thing.
Knowing how Disney is, we could have just gotten her.
Don't take this away from me.
Okay. Knowing how you are with Flynn Rider and how Disney is.
Knowing how I am Flynn Rider. Very yes. charming and handsome.
Eugene.
Think Eugene Fitzherbert.
Yes.
I think I could have
gotten it. I mean, probably. So.
On to the news.
On to the newsies. There's lots of stuff this, today.
The content gods, Monday-ish, I was like, man, what are we going to do? And I was like, oh, we'll get to do one of our original segments that I want to save in case we ever get popular one day. And then,
or have nothing to talk about.
And then the horror gods were like, you don't have to do that, fam. You dummy. I'm going to give you stuff to talk about.
You big dummy.
You big dummy. So, you don't have any, right?
News? No, you did okay. all the news this
no,
time.
No, I know. So, I just want to throw stuff out there and you can...
Like, I saw news, but...
Because I don't want to hot... So, for those of you who don't know, the way we do the news is we give you a little tidbit. We maybe give a little bit of discussion. If you want the full deep dive, go read the articles. That's what they're there for.
It's true.
Go give them some love. Give everybody as much love as you can. What the way I feel about this podcast is I don't want to be your number one. I'm okay with being your number 20 if you like it.
Like we're just like the side chick.
Well, like at Texas Roadhouse, which I reference a lot, I get that big steak, right? And I get that delicious rice. But you know what else is really good? That mashed potatoes and gravy. I'm okay if we're the mashed potatoes and gravy. I'm okay.
Can we be the appetizer?
I'm okay if we're the bread.
That's what I was going to say. Can we be the bread? So it's like people still really love us, but they still really want
the other stuff.
The main course.
And that's okay.
And they take us in portions, which I think is also.
Unless you eat way too much of us.
Then you're like, fuck, oh, fudge. I'm never doing that again.
I don't understand. I don't understand how you do that. We're a family-friendly podcast, and you fudge a million times.
That's like only my third time in the 12 episodes.
No, I think it's way more than three times. I think it's more than three times. Anyways, on to the news. So I'm gonna give Spooky some stuff, and then she can tell me what she thinks.
Okay.
So let's hit you with the little stuff first, because there's really stuff that we're not going to talk about. We're just going to throw it out there.
Give me the baby news.
Yeah, I'll give you the babies. So, Returnal, which we decided we're going to play in June.
Yes.
Gets placed, they announced the, I believe it's called the Ascension update, where we can play co-op.
Correct.
But we did realize that they're doing the new PlayStation Plus thing. There's a piece of hair on my microphone. It's driving me crazy. It's like Austin Powers with like a mole. It's driving me nuts. So, we're going to play it in June because we found out through the new PS Plus it's going to be quote-unquote free with the subscription, so that's when we're going to play it.
Yes.
It actually won Best Game at BAFTA.
Oh, like nice!
Game of the Year.
That's cool.
Which is cool. And then Inscription won Best Game Design, which I agree with.
Yeah, I would say so.
We didn't finish it, but very well designed.
I would say so.
If you want some horror in your life, you guys will be listening to this tomorrow. Regardless, still the same thing. X and Uma are both on VOD.
Correct.
Which is cool. That was like about a month turnaround.
Yeah, that's very cool.
I'm all about it. We're getting closer to my subscription service where a movie comes out and I can watch it at my house.
Can't wait.
Literally can't wait. The Batman, which yes. we reviewed on the cast because we just wanted to. And it's kind of close to being a horror movie in a way.
It's very psychologically thrilling.
April 18th, so next week, HBO Max.
Nice.
Can't wait.
Ooh.
And then... let me skip that one.
Okay.
Okay, so those are the three I have.
The
three babies. Okay. And guys, there's a lot of horror news out there. We can't cover everything. We're not a news show. We just like to give y'all... There's a lot of people we feel like who just like listening to us, and then there's people who listen to us for the actual spooky content. The news, I feel like, is for those listeners, but it's also for people that we're trying to be like, come over. Come over to the spook, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you like any of this we're talking about?
Yeah.
Go figure it out.
Or if they, like, hear something, like, I think I might be interested in this.
Yeah.
Then it kind of gets them out of their comfort zone, out of the box. So that's kind of like...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So those are the little babies I have. Some of these, man, are insane. It's weird.
The big hitters?
It's weird that... it's just weird that, like, it's going to sound like this is an April Fool's episode.
Okay.
So let me start with this. There's legit, I forgot who's directing it because I didn't write it down. Apologies. There's legit a Spirit Halloween movie coming out.
Okay, I did see that, and I was like, what's happening? Because I'm pretty sure it got announced or started talking about when they did the April Fool's.
Spirit Halloween's going to be open year-round.
Yeah,
or
which, honestly, I think that did get me for a little bit.
You thought for it. I don't fall for it. You should know with your brother.
Listen, I think I just forgot it was April Fool's. I don't really know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
But yes, I did see that, and I'm like, what? What
also, we're going to talk about little monsters, our nephew. Also, Luggy, a teenage wolf. Is he? Not yet. He's a little monster still.
He's only 12.
He's the old Allison. Another little monster's going to be so mad.
She's going to hear this. He's not a teenager yet. He's only 12.
But he'll be a teenager this year.
Correct.
So he'll go to a teenage wolf. So she's going to be counting down the days to when his birthday is.
Exactly.
We have a little monster, Allison, who's 8, who thinks that she's the oldest.
But she's not.
We're kind of breaking it to her right now, her listening, that she's
Hey,
not.
Sorry, babe, but you're not the sorry, oldest. Luggy is.
But he'll be a teen wolf soon. But if we get more popular, there might be other little monsters. Maybe there are. We just don't know.
It's true.
I don't know where I was going with that, but
I don't know where you were going with that either. Luggy?
I don't know what made me shoot to that.
You said speaking of little monsters.
Our nephew Blake.
Okay.
Speaking of April Fools, your dang brother tries to tell me our nephew broke his leg as an April Fools joke. Get out of town.
Don't be using Blake. You're better than that, Matt.
Get a dog
You're
up.
You're better
ya.
Than that.
For any Australian listeners.
Get a dog up.
Get ya. A dog up. Yeah.
You silly sausage.
So the Spirit Halloween movie is going to have Christopher Lloyd, Great Scott, and Rachel Lee Cook. And I will say, I went, who is that? And then I remembered it's the girl from She's All That.
Fair.
Rachel Lee Cook.
I'm like, who's that?
My brain wanted to say Rachel McAdams, way more famous actress.
True.
And so Rachel Lee Cook, I was like, the girl from She's All That. Okay. Who, they pretended is ugly. That movie's dumb.
That movie is so stupid.
That movie's dumb.
I watched it a bunch of times.
That was reported by Variety. No real release date on that. Another little tip I have. Saint Maud, which everybody loves, which we need to see. I'm going to say on the air, we haven't watched it yet.
Yes.
The director, Rose Glass, has a new movie coming out called Love Lies Bleeding. And it's going to be like a romance thriller. And it stars Kristen Stewart, who I also feel like, ironically, with Robert, is having a resurgence.
She is.
You know,
she's separating herself from Twilight.
And I'm all about it. I stand about it too. No real info on that other than it's going to star her and it's Rose's next movie. The next two are the big ones and then I'll be all done.
I'm ready.
I'm going to butcher her name and I apologize so much. Caillou Wu. She directed The Ghost Bride. She's doing a... Again, no release date, no real timeline. She's doing a Casper show for Peacock.
Ooh.
That's going to be in the vein of Riverdale in the sense of, it's darker.
Okay, I like it. So,
you know, Riverdale is comic book based. Yeah. Casper's a very old comic.
Yeah.
So she's going to use a lot of the source material to make it darker.
Okay, I like it.
But it's going to be on Peacock. No word about this. She said there's going to be a lot of CGI. So no real word about anything other than it's coming.
Okay.
Kind of thing. Last one I have is Renfield, which you don't know what it is yet.
Okay, so I saw this.
You did?
I saw
pictures. You know how Nicolas Cage was rumored to be in a Dracula movie?
Yes.
This is that movie.
Oh.
And Renfield is basically his servant who's like, I'm out of here.
Oh. Dracula servant?
Yeah.
Who's like, peace?
So it's almost like what we do in The Shadows where she's like, you won't, I've been serving you for this long.
Yeah.
You know, they wouldn't turn her into a vampire. So this is the opposite of that. He's been serving Dracula for so long.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, I'm out. Dude, this sucks.
He's over it.
This is a bummer. You're not Adam Sandler. You're not, I'm just kidding.
Dang it.
So he goes off to do his own thing, which I think is hilarious. Apparently, he's going to have a love interest with Awkwafina, which I think is also hilarious.
That is hilarious.
And it's being done by Universal.
So it's a comedy, I'm assuming?
It is a comedy.
Okay.
And it's done by Adam McKay. And in your brain, you're like, I know who that is, right? I know who that is.
I do know who that is.
He's done literally almost every Will Ferrell movie. Name a Will Ferrell movie he's probably directed.
Step Brothers.
Yes.
Blades of Glory.
I don't know that's a good one.
Back to you, Jackie.
Oh, semi-pro?
Yes.
Dude, why are you pulling out... Are you gonna say everything has to go next? Like you're pulling out all the random Will Ferrell movies. I'm talking about Talladega Nights.
Oh, okay,
all
right.
The they're on the greatest hits. You're naming like the B-sides that everybody wants.
Semi-Pro is so good.
Semi-Pro is good, but it's that was your second Will Ferrell, third Will Ferrell movie that you named.
My second was Blades of Glory, which I've only seen once.
But he's on a tear right now because he did Vice, which was nominated for Best Movie, I think. He did Don't Look Up, also nominated for Best Movie. So
for a second, I thought you meant Will Ferrell, but now I understand you're not.
Well, like, he did do all the Will Ferrell movies.
But he's also doing those movies.
He also did those movies.
Gotcha, okay.
Yeah, so he's big. So comes out April 14th next year. So nice. It's got a firm lock it in date. April 14th of next year.
Cool.
Nicolas Cage's Dracula, which is going to be hilarious.
That is great to me.
That's another man who has a resurgence, and I'm all about it. And that movie, which I'm forgetting the name of, with Pedro Pascal.
Where, like, he is...
People love it, bro.
Where he plays himself?
Yeah. People are like...
I want to see it so bad.
I
don't know.
I can't remember when it comes out. It's not horror content, so I didn't, like, study this, but, like... The early... It's like... It was 100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Dude, I want to see it. Showings. It looks so funny.
So that's... We were actually able to fly through those really quick. I thought you'd have more opinions on Casper, but it's like... It's very much in its infancy.
I can't really say... I like that it's going to be more darker.
Yeah.
I'm with you there. So that'll have like a nice little fun twist on it.
I'm with you there.
But I don't have anything more than that. Do you want me to go over the speculation maps?
Yeah, so I was going to say maybe... I did say last week that we were going to do more Sinister Sneaks, and boy, did we.
We sure did.
So because of what ends the Sinister Sneaks, it's going to be a longer portion that people can decide to skip if they want.
Sure.
So I would say we could do Speculation 2.0.
Okay.
And then, so I want to thank my cousin, Jeremiah, Father Jeremiah.
I was going to say...
Body of Christ.
Please put respect on his name.
I will put respect on his name, Father Jeremiah. He's not my dad, he's my cousin, but he is a servant of the Lord. It's the busiest week of his year.
Can I say something embarrassing? And
you didn't get what I was saying? Like, yeah, you can. No, I'm saying you didn't understand why it was the busiest week of the year?
I was reading the group chat, and I'm like, and you were like, I'm sure you're busy, and he's like, yeah, super, and I'm in my mind, I'm like, what's happening? It's Easter, guys. Easter is on Sunday. That's why it's busy. Literally, the Lord has risen.
Body of Christ.
And I'm like, what is he talking about? Apparently, I need to go back to church or something. I don't know. Anyways.
He would tell you, come see him in Sanford when he moves.
He would. And I would.
But he's a frequent listener. He left us a review on Anchor one time that I loved. It was
It's so funny. I almost want to put it into one of our podcasts.
I do.
It was
hey, really it's J-Dog. I love him. But we love you. And he is... There's no one I know... I'm going to confidently say this, and I don't think it's a hot take. I'm gonna. If I was to say hot take, I'm redact it.
Okay.
Okay? He is arguably... Not arguably. He is the only person who I know personally that likes Halloween Horror Nights as much as we do.
That likes Halloween Horror Nights? Yes. I would have to agree.
No one that I know...
Nope.
...likes Halloween Horror Nights...
As much as
we... Close to as much as we do... Except for him.
I would have to agree with that 100%.
And if you think you do, either I don't know you, and maybe one day I will, or you're a liar.
Or you're just not doing good things by lying to us.
You're being a very mean guy or girl.
It's true.
Or unidentified.
And that hurts us.
By lying to me. And that does hurt me. So he busted out the speculation map for Orlando, because we live close to Orlando, but we found the one for Hollywood because I forgot last time because I'm a big jerk.
It's true. He is a big
jerk. And so doo-doo. Spooky has them this time, and she's going to go over them, and I'm going to reserve my thoughts because I did tell Cousin Jeremiah some of my thoughts in the beginning, just because I didn't want him to feel like he did a bad thing. I didn't want to ignore him, you know, because like I said, we have that dilemma where we'll see a movie and we can't talk about it with our friends because we want to make it organic.
It's true.
So, he said, I can't wait to hear your thoughts. He kind of understood. I did give him a little bit of my thoughts, but go ahead and hit. Let's do the Hollywood one first.
I am going to do the Hollywood one first.
Okay, let's do the Hollywood one first.
So, this is Speculation Map Volume 2.
Okay.
And...
It's okay? Fine.
Okay.
I'm going to hold it.
All right. So, here are the...
Not my pee. What? Because you go... You all right? I said I'm going to hold it. And then I go, not my pee. So we have these janky microphone stands, and this one's being out. I get the one that's out of control.
He wouldn't let me switch. I don't know why. That would have been a simple solution, but I wouldn't. So I don't have the first map. Do you want me to look up? Do you want me to get the first map for, or just tell you what's on the second map? The second map for Hollywood is really not that different.
Wow, that's awesome.
Maybe it is, because then maybe I just don't remember. You tell me. How about
that? You go ahead and hit me with it. Let me see if I can find Volume HHN one. Hollywood Speculation Number 1.
Okay, so here... So
you go ahead and hit me with that.
Here's what I have for Number 2 Speculation for Hollywood, Halloween Horror Nights, Universal.
And guys, remember, this is all speculations, rumors, nothing confirmed until Universal basically says, yo, this is it.
Correct.
Yeah.
So, we have...
I have the first one.
Okay. So we have Candyman, which I believe was on the first one.
No.
Just kidding. I really was just trying to do ones that I thought were on the first one.
Oh, it's not?
This is on this is on the new one. Candyman
is on this one?
Yes.
Because I, if you remember, said for Universe, if you guys want to, I can't remember the episode, I apologize. We label our episodes really well. So if you want to go hear us talk about Speculation 1, you'll find it.
Oh, yeah, you'll find it.
You'll look and find it. So if you go back to that episode, I did say I think Candyman was going to overtake one of them, but not at Hollywood. I thought about Orlando.
Yeah, so it did take over Hollywood. So Candyman is at Hollywood. Well, speculated for Hollywood.
Okay.
La Llorona.
What letter?
Okay. Sorry. A.
So that is taking over what is listed on here as Universal Monsters The Mummy, but I guarantee that's still there.
Correct.
Yeah.
So,
sorry.
Universal's The Mummy versus Wolfman is on here.
Okay, so that was rumored for us.
Yes.
Okay.
So, and that's on F. So, what's F for you?
F is nope.
Nope is nowhere on this anymore.
Okay, so they bailed. Yeah. So, that was maybe a pure speculation of the movie. Like, yeah.
So, also what's on here for B is Evil Dead.
That remains the same.
Correct. Okay, great. C, La Llorona.
La Llorona was on here for Section G.
Okay, well, Section G for Hollywood is now The Weeknd.
What's C for you over there? And guys, what we're doing is we're looking at the items.
We're looking at
if you guys have been to Halloween Horror Nights, you know that they're labeled with a letter. So we're going by on the map. It would be, you know, if we said near the Walking Dead, near the Waterworld queue, like it wouldn't help. It would help you, but it would be too much.
Yeah.
We'll hit all that at the end.
Right.
So what is C, which is Curious George Tent? What's that?
La Llorona.
Oh, my bad. And then G is The Weeknd?
Correct.
What's D by Curious George Tent 2?
Scarecrow.
Scarecrow was C. So look, it looks like the location on all
they just kind of moved
the trio
around.
Just flipped. Okay, what's the Terror Tram?
Hollywood Harry.
Yep, still the same. B, you said is Evil Dead.
Yes.
What's E?
American Werewolf in London.
Whoa.
I know.
Are you pooping me?
I'm not even putting any poop near you.
Are you pooping around my general vicinity? No. Are you pooping across the street?
There's not even a waft of stench.
There is, because I'm a little jealous. All right, so that was that was originally rumored as Killer Clowns.
Killer Clowns from Outer Space 2 is still on here.
What?
Yes, that's H.
That's the tram on the first one?
Nope, they added one.
Wow, okay, so basically what we're getting from Hollywood is that, like in Orlando, they added an extra house.
Yep. So let me go over...
We know for sure in Orlando, though, that there will be 10 houses. Like, that's the one thing Universal has said. And also, guys, apologies if you hear the mic stand. I'm just trying to hold it steady.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay, so let me just go over one more time. This is Speculation Volume 2 for Halloween Horror Nights,
yep.
Universal Hollywood.
Yep.
We have Candyman, Evil Dead, La Llorona. Am I saying that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Scarecrow... American Werewolf in London, Mummy versus Wolfman, The Weeknd, the musical singer, and then Killer Clowns from Outer Space 2, and then the Terror Tram is Hollywood Harry. The shows that are speculated is Jabberwockies.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So, We didn't do this in the first speculation episode. I'm gonna do this for this one.
Okay.
I give that about a solid B plus.
You know, for the little amount of space that they have there. Yeah.
That's content.
It's pretty great. The only thing is they used to have a Terror Tram that was Chucky.
Yeah, I remember. Man, I watched videos. So
the Terror Tram to me is lackluster.
I'm not a big proponent of watching rides that I've never been on.
Yeah.
Even if they're like in Japan. Because like, what if one day I'm a baller and I go to Japan, you know?
I do want to go to Japan.
So I know people love watching, and I'm not, David's gonna think I'm calling him out. Best friend of the show, David. I'm not calling him out because I want what brings people joy. I want you guys to be happy and do it. I don't do it because I feel like, what if one day I'm going to be there?
And you want to experience it naturally.
Yeah. But when I was younger, I knew I wasn't going to get to Universal Halloween Horror Nights. So I watched the Chucky Terror Tram. That thing was cool.
It was cool. And it was terrifying. I will say so myself. So lately, in my opinion, the Terror Trams haven't been... Well, and granted, we haven't gone... But just like the what they're saying is just not, I'm just not that interested. But I do like the house lineup. It is, you know, it's not bad. I like it.
So I give that about a B plus. What do you think?
I think I would agree. A B plus. Yeah.
All right. So go ahead and hit me with the. Let me see if I can find the original one. Go ahead and hit me with the new one.
Okay. So the new one.
Hold on. Let me see. Here's the old one. So, guys, if you don't remember, go back and listen to the first episode. Mm-hmm. But spoiler alert, I was obsessed with the first lineup.
The first lineup was really great.
So, when it wasn't his fault, but when Cousin Jeremiah, Father Jeremiah, hit me with the new one, he was excited just because we're getting closer. He was excited because we're getting closer to what we know is going to be.
The real one.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was not excited, and I was a little disappointed because it's just not as... I gave the first one, like, borderline final girl, like, status, and...
It was... Yeah, it was...
This new one, to me, is meh. We'll see. We'll go... I almost didn't look at it all the way through, but I know in comparing it to this one, it's going to be rough.
Right.
So go ahead and hit me.
Okay, so we still have The Weeknd on here.
Yes, The Weeknd on here was House J.
Same.
So that they're open. It's probably confirmed they're opening that old location that hasn't had a house in a while to do The Weeknd. And it's almost going to be.
That's no? By E.T. J is over by E.T.
No.
Yes.
No.
Look,
no.
This is the entrance, and you go whoop. This is where, like, the pumpkin.
That's I.
That's J and I. I.J.
Oh, on the original map, that's not what that's labeled as.
Oh, okay. So on this...
On the original map, it has The Weeknd at that location that they're opening back up.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay, so on this new one, they have The Weeknd over where E.T. is.
Probably because they saw the hype and they're like, let's go balls to the wall.
Yes. And because they can really make that line really long.
Agreed.
Next to that, which would be
By E.T.
Yep. So it would be going through Barney.
Okay.
They have Halloween.
Sorry, I'm struggling with this image. It's like region locked. You said which one?
Which would be going through Barney.
That is the same on the old one.
Halloween.
Yeah.
Okay. So then...
Originally, it was Evil Dead and Halloween, the tag team, remember?
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Evil Dead. Yeah.
It was Evil Dead and Halloween originally.
So I will say Evil Dead's not on this map anymore, and that makes me really sad, because I was so excited for that.
Yeah.
So I'm going to skip around a little bit. Sure. Where they have E, which is they're opening up that new spot back up, which you had The Weeknd over there.
That was originally J, yeah.
Yeah, so E, which is now E, is El Chupacabra.
That is on here at F, which is by Men in Black.
Okay, so that F by Men in Black is... I'm going to wait to say it.
Okay.
So The Mummy versus Wolfman is still on here for D.
that was originally the first house with the big stage.
Okay, so actually this one is the, you know, the two in the back by the Tribute Store? The Tribute Store, yeah, and the Rock, and, you know, in the very back?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's where it's at. It's right next to the Tribute Store.
Which one? Universal, the
Mummy versus Wolfman.
Okay, and what's A? What's rumored for the first house now?
I'm gonna save it.
Oh, okay.
So this one, man, this one I'm like really, I can see it being cool, but I'm a little bit like, man, you couldn't have just made this Evil Dead or something. Mm-hmm. Right next to Mummy versus Wolfman is Bug House. So I'm assuming it's just gonna be a bunch of giant insects.
My eyes could not roll further, I know, back into my head.
I know. I'm very disappointed in that. Very disappointed in that. So G, which is over by the Coke.
Yeah, by Men in Black.
By Men in Black. Yeah. How you have the one, and then you have the two hitters. The G over there is Underground Creatures.
Yeah, so that was originally on here.
Okay.
At G.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then we have B, which is where Twister used to be.
Jimmy Fallon.
Yep. Jimmy, well, Fallon. Jimmy Fallon. No, it's Jimmy Fallon.
That's where Texas was last year.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's Dead Man's Wharf.
So I'm very excited because this Dead Man's Wharf was, I'm pretty sure, the one house I referenced. They're taking my gold! Pretty sure it's going to be the exact same house.
So I think that's the one where when you first walk in, it was, it's like crooked, yeah, and you can see water underneath it. I'm pretty sure
that was called Dead Man's Wharf.
Maybe it was. If it was, then that'd be sick.
That is an original house that has stuck with me in my mind.
Nice.
Does it beat the goats, gargoyles, and the other one that I'm not going to say because you're going to talk about it? No.
It does not.
But Dead Man's Wharf is up there. Right. It's not goated, but it's up there.
So F, which is the one by Men in Black. Mm-hmm. That one is The Horrors of Blumhouse, The Black Phone, and Freaky.
Whoa. I missed that, apparently. Yeah.
You might have just saw Blumhouse, but it is,
yeah,
so, The Black Phone and Freaky.
Let me have a confession, Father Jeremiah. I did see Blumhouse and immediately was like, I looked for Malignant.
Oh.
And I didn't see the word M, I didn't see the letter M, so I tuned out.
I see. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, you get The Black Phone and Freaky, which...
Freaky is a very... we've never talked about it on the show.
We really haven't.
A very underrated comedic slasher. I will fully endorse it. Go watch it.
It is so... I loved it.
I'm talking to our best friend Issa right here. Issa, that is a movie. If you want to feel like, oh, I watch spooky stuff, watch that movie.
That's what you need to watch.
Go watch it.
It is, it's fun. I'm also biased. I love Vince Vaughn.
So long story short, Vince Vaughn's a serial killer, but it's Freaky Friday. Vince Vaughn
goes
to a teenager, but then
a teen girl, actually.
But then Vince Vaughn then has to play a teen girl in return.
Yes.
Hilarious.
And it is really fun. It's basically good. Freaky Friday, but horror Freaky Friday. It's so funny.
I mean, we love Ethan Hawke. We've stanned him on the show before. I'm very excited for that movie.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
So
that's not bad.
It could be cool. So, the two hitters on this map is, man, I don't even know which one to do first. I guess I'll just do this one first. Sure. Is the return of Wicked Growth. What is that? what's wrong with you?
And everyone is going to be mad at me for this.
No, I think I already know what you're going to say, so it's fine.
It's the thing we talked about last week with Squid Game. I don't think you capture the magic again. You better be pouring all your resources. What letter is it listed at?
Let me see where it's listed at. So, it is listed as one of the double hitters at the back next to Men in Black. It's going to be right next to Underground Creatures.
That's not enough space.
Because that queue line is, if I remember correctly, was the puppet house.
Not enough space.
I agree.
If it was on the marquee stretch.
Yeah. Or if it was even back where it used to be.
Yeah.
But it's not.
I just don't. for you guys who didn't go last year, Wicked Growth literally was the best. It was an original house mm-hmm. that was the best house of the year by
it
far.
It was so good.
If you
good.
Don't agree with me, you didn't go to it. Or you just don't like Halloween.
Yeah.
It's the best house. You know when you used to walk through the scare zone with the pumpkins in the trees and you're like, man, I wish they could make a house out of this. They literally did that. And got an A+.
They did.
And I just, they listen to fans, which is great. And I am excited for it to a degree, but it's like, I don't know how we capture that magic.
Here's my question.
Yeah.
What if they did it exactly the same? What if it was just exactly the same one?
I'd honestly be okay with it.
I mean, I would too.
Yeah.
I also would be. I was so enamored by the pumpkin tree walkway, and I literally every year I pray that they bring them back, and I feel like they never will.
They won't this year because they're using all that.
Because they use it, yeah. So when we got to that house, and I'm walking through it, I'm like, oh my god, I was literally in heaven. It was amazing. So I am excited for it. I hope they just do the same thing. They don't need to change anything. So
I mean, you got to add something.
They do, but I would also be okay if they didn't. So the last one on here, which is A, which is the big hitter, it's the one by the stage, is Stranger Things.
So, you would think.
Okay.
I am excited. You would think I'd be over the moon about this because I know a lot of horror fans hate Stranger Things, and you're allowed to hate it. I liked it a lot. I love it. It's probably one of my favorite things. We watched it when it first came out. It's one of the things that, like, we've referenced cousin father Jeremiah. It's one of the things that got me talking to him again. It, you know, I share in it with my friends. And you think I'd be enamored about it, and I will be if it's all of the new season, which apparently is going to be a lot of content.
Yes.
But I'm afraid of, like, the Walking Dead treatment.
So, I do kind of get that, especially because they started doing that with American Horror Story, if you remember.
They did.
Now, granted, they didn't kill it like they did with Walking Dead.
Walking Dead died. The last Walking Dead house was really
good. It was really good. But that's because they also took a break and then brought it back.
Yeah.
And they, thankfully, they didn't kill the American Horror Story house, which is good. But I feel like it has to be based on this new season. And there is so, which we'll talk about later, there is so much going on in this new season.
Yeah, for sure.
And so I feel like it could be really good and it could be executed really good. And that would be the place to put it because it's the biggest area.
Yeah.
It's the biggest house.
So let me hit you. We're going to.
Oh, wait, I'm not done.
Oh, sorry.
Halloween Horror Nights. Official Halloween Horror Nights.
Huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Official Halloween Horror Nights said, actual map dropping at 2.
Wait, it's really out? It's a
no.
Meme. It's the meme.
They just put Woody Woodpecker in every single spot.
Oh my god, that's amazing.
And they said, remember, this is based on current speculation. It will change as the singers.
That's awesome.
And it's literally Woody Woodpecker, in different fonts. And then it says Woody Woodpecker featuring Earl. And then it's just literally like.
About it.
It was so, I was dying.
I'm about it. So, no Halloween even on Universal Orlando?
Woody Woodpecker with fire. No Halloween.
So, let me remind you what the last.
Oh, no, yeah, Halloween is on this one.
You totally missed that.
No, I didn't. I just ran through it.
Oh, okay. So, and like, honestly, so here's my issue. The first speculation map, and I knew in my heart this was too good.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what you're missing. Let me just name 3.
Okay.
Evil Dead.
Yep.
Fear Street.
Oh, that's right.
The Last of Us.
I knew The Last of Us was going to happen.
But I'm just saying, I wanted to have hope for like a couple months.
I can understand that.
Let's talk about this real quick before we go into our Sinister Sneaks. Told you guys, jam-packed episode. We're trying to keep it at the hour. Stranger Things rights are weird.
Mm.
So they either forked over a ton of money or that's bogus. Because I mean, the rights to Stranger Things right now are weird.
And again, it's all speculation. Yeah. So yeah. It could go back to Fear Street because, again, I feel like they really capitalize on Netflix houses. They've been doing that for the past couple of years. I do think Blumhouse is going to happen. Yeah. They always do a Blumhouse house.
I also want to know who the person is who, like, does this, you know?
The speculations? Yeah. I don't know. But it's... I don't know.
Because you got to think there's an NDA.
Oh, 100%.
So, interesting. So, let us know what you think, guys. Which map you like better. I'm going to give that one, I don't know, a C+.
The thing is I was saying, I want to combine the two. There's things that I like about this one. Mm-hmm. But there are also, I think I was more excited for the first one.
Absolutely. 100%.
And I had the initial more excitement for the first one.
Yeah.
The only thing that I'm, like, super jazzed about is the Wicked Growth House. Am I saying that weird? If they don't mess with it. Don't mess with it.
I don't think, though. They wouldn't do it again if they were going to mess it up.
Yeah.
I really think they've got their stuff in line. So, let us know in the comments, guys. You know, all the social medias. Let us know what you think if you want to discuss the speculation. So that brings us to our Sinister Sneaks. If you guys don't know what a Sinister Sneak is it's basically a trailer or preview. We have just a clever name for it. So all spoilers are, like, trailer spoilers and everything. Like, we're gonna talk about the trailers. We are also going to talk about potentially any Stranger Things spoilers. So if you haven't caught up on Stranger Things, when we get to that, just go straight to the outro.
Yeah.
That's what we're gonna end with that, obviously. So, we start the Sinister Sneaks with, we won't hit on it too much, we got to see Game Informer do a, like, pretty deep dive into the Ash vs. Evil Dead gameplay, coming out less than a month.
Yes.
It pretty much showed me everything I figured, except I like that different characters from the different movies are different classes, which is, I think, is really cool.
That is cool.
There's an Ash in every category. There's a support Ash. There's a tankier Ash.
They also got the original actors to do their voices, which is nice.
Awesome. And they made reference to the fact that it's not going to be like other asymmetrical games. Like, you're going to be doing a lot of fighting and doing a lot of things.
Yes.
It looked like a combination of, like, Gun Media and Illphonic's Jason and that game the last year that I keep referencing. It reminds me a lot of that.
I could see that.
Not much DBD, because DBD is very slower paced.
Yeah.
The Evil Dead series is very... Also, did I say Ash versus Evil Dead? I do that sometimes. It's you Evil did. Dead the game, you so did. I apologize.
That's okay.
I do that a lot. That's also because I love Ash versus Evil Dead.
It's so good.
The hot take, the best Evil Dead property is Ash versus Evil Dead.
I agree.
But some people won't, and that's
which would be the TV show, for those of you who don't know.
So we got to see that. Super cool. Super excited about it. Sorry, guys. I'm adjusting. We're sitting on the floor here. Namaste. We also got to see a little sneak peek for Anne Rice's...
Oh, wait.
What?
I just wanted to mention something about the game.
Go ahead. Sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that.
I'm a little bummed out because they didn't show any of the demon gameplay.
Yeah, I think...
I really wanted to see that.
I think they want to keep that.
I can see that.
Other videos have it in there.
I just hope it's balanced.
They'll balance it. Yeah. I think so.
Anyways, that was really it, I guess.
No, I agree. It's all about... Those games are all about balance.
Yeah.
We got to see Anne Rice's little teaser trailer interview with the vampire.
We did. That actually made me really excited. And I don't know if you even care about it, honestly.
I'll watch it with you.
The trailer, now again, they might show a full trailer.
It's a teaser trailer. Yeah. It's 30 seconds.
They might end up showing a full trailer, and I might be like, this is starting, maybe I'm... But the teaser trailer definitely was a good tease for me. I liked it. I think it got me excited to watch it. Okay, that was it. I don't know why I brain farted.
We literally... What made you excited about it? Like, we...
I don't really know. The way that the trailer was. Like, the way that they... I guess maybe it's just the cinematography, the shots that they did. And again, it was very quick. But for some reason, I don't know. It gave me, like, a good feeling.
I mean, I like it. That's what shows are supposed to do. Because, like, we watched the 30-second trailer, and, you know, it's 30 seconds. It's a couple shots. Definitely gothic literature. I mean, that's the whole...
Yeah.
That's the whole play. But you were, like, you were just so happy. And I don't know if it was maybe the connection to your mom, how excited your mom is to watch it.
Maybe. And, I don't know.
Which would still be a fine thing. I'm not bringing you down in regards to it.
It also made me want to read the book, which there's multiple, but yeah, I don't know. I just felt good after it.
My issue with it was when I think of Interview with a Vampire, I think of vampires very dark. And this was a lot... Maybe they went with that contrast on purpose. Everything's in the daytime in this trailer.
Well, it is in the daytime, yeah.
So...
Well, it's because they wanted to show the coffins. Yeah. Because they're sleeping.
Yeah.
So they wanted to show... Yeah. It ended with the two coffins.
You're right.
And so it... Because, you know, you don't want to just show a vampire.
You're right.
It's more subtle.
Yeah, I get it.
And that's why I liked it.
That's going to be on AMC. No, I don't think there's a firm release date, but fall 2022.
Yes.
So then we watched another... And if you guys ever, like, have trailers you want us to watch, like, please let us know. Submit them. We do an hour-ish under because we know podcasts go longer. But again, we're just trying to be your mashed potatoes, so we try to keep it at an hour just so you know what you're getting yourselves into.
I really want
to
be the bread.
She wants to be the bread. It's high in carbs. I guess so are mashed potatoes. Anyways, we know you guys... Everybody listens to other podcasts. We just want to be in that lineup. Like the Family Values Tour where Limp Bizkit used to like headline. I want to be like an opener for Limp Bizkit on the Family Values Tour. That's a deep reference. That's a deep cut. That's a deep cut.
You said Family Value and honestly I went to like Dollar General.
I hope one person at least appreciates that deep Family Values Tour cut. So we just want to go along with the other stuff you're listening to. We watched a trailer for a show coming to HBO Max called Baby, and I am super stoked.
Okay.
The trailer is basically this dude dies and a baby falls from the cliff.
So, no, what it was it was a lady and she falls off a cliff, and the baby is crawling towards the cliff, and she falls into the hands of this other woman.
And then... We don't really know where it's going. They're pitching it as a dark thriller comedy. There's a lot of allegorical content towards, you know, life with a child. They play that a little bit.
They do.
So not only do they play the social aspects of it, but they also play like the Munchausen aspect and the obsessive compulsive aspect of it.
Yes.
She doesn't want anybody near, like the nurse goes to touch the baby and she slaps the nurse's hand.
Well, I think it's because as we kind of see...
It's all speculation.
Well, right. No, that's what I'm saying. I think.
Think, therefore, I am.
Because, obviously, weird things are happening around this baby.
Yeah.
This baby is causing weird things to happen. Yeah. And I think whenever somebody tries to touch this baby, bad things happen. I think that's what's happening.
I did not get that at all.
Okay. Well, I don't know.
But then, if you're right, I'll give you your props when the show comes out. I think it's meant to be more of a satire of moms. Which is a delicate topic, so I hope they do it well.
Yeah.
But I think they will.
I hope it's not distasteful, if that's what it is.
I think they will. And it's on HBO Max, so we can get nuts.
I just thought it was like some like crazy like baby who has like powers that are making things happen.
I think it's gonna be deeper than that. But like we could have a woman window last house.
Oh, okay.
Like we could have one of those.
Let's
so
hope not.
Let's hope not. So that brings us to we got about 7 minutes. Brings us to the big shebang, which was Stranger Things.
No, you're missing one.
I am?
The Future of Crimes.
Oh, how could I do that? They're going to kill me.
You literally... I hope our friend MJ literally messages you and
he's
goes...
He's going to...
You know what, dude? You're the worst.
Here's the issue with recording this at 10:53 p.m.
I'm so sorry I took a nap.
Yeah, so you could take a nap, which I'm glad you enjoyed and you said you felt refreshed, is I'm chalked.
I'm sorry.
Because I wish we did... You thrive when we do this later. I thrive when we do it earlier. Thus, we always do it later.
No. The only reason why I'm thriving right now is because I had coffee after my nappy.
You're just thriving. You're just doing so great.
I'm thriving with, like, the star emojis around it. Thriving.
You're Kirby right now. So, tell everybody what I missed, and I feel ashamed, and I'm...
So, I'm going to botch his name.
I'm embarrassed.
I don't know. I just call him Chrono Guy.
Don't disrespect him like
that. I don't know how to say his name.
David Cronenberg.
That's what it is. David Cronenberg.
Crimes of the Future.
Crimes of the Future. He did The Fly. Yep. He did Crash, which Crash was one of my favorite movies when it first came out.
He's a legend.
He's done a lot of stuff. History of Violence, I think, also.
Yep. He's a legend.
So, this trailer, and apparently there's another one or maybe two other ones that we didn't watch. I know there was another version of this trailer. This trailer, man, gives you that feeling of, like, I don't know, should I be uncomfortable? I need to see more. Mm-hmm. What's going on? And I still don't really know what it is. All I remember is I know that it's, like, futuristic, mm-hmm. and, you know, people are transforming their bodies, mm-hmm. and stuff like that.
Finding pleasure in weird ways.
Yeah, like Kristen Stewart, who's in it.
Family friendly.
She puts something to her eyeball, and it's connected to someone's belly, and she's, like, pushing it into her belly. And
let's just say she likes it.
She is finding a lot of pleasure from it. So that's just, you know, and you know, whatever makes you happy, I guess. So if you're into that, you're into that.
Kristen Stewart, Viggo Mortensen, Lea Seydoux. I think I pronounced her name right. She's French. I have trouble. We try to be culturally appropriate. That means covering people who aren't from America, and I will gladly do it. And I just hope that they know I love them, and I'm just trying to give them exposure when I butcher their names.
It's true. It's hard.
But this movie's coming out in June, no firm release date, which is insane.
Yeah.
And
I agree.
The early showings have people leaving. Some people are leaving the theater.
What?
Yeah.
Wasn't there a movie recently that was like that too?
The only movies I can think of where people did that were like, what's that movie? Inferno.
Oh.
Those kind of movies.
Okay, gotcha. The green whatever. Eli Roth one.
Yeah.
So I'm excited for it.
I didn't mean to skip over it. I'm just tired and I apologize. Tired in the sense of like mentally, like trying to make sure I cover everything and do everything justice. That is a heavy hitter. It's huge. We're super excited about it. And I apologize that I was going to go into a teeny bopper show. Over.
It's fine.
I didn't do him justice, but that I apologize.
Crimes of the Future.
And I hope you guys will forgive me for that.
So now on to the
what everyone else probably wants us to talk about. And that's we're going to have to do it quickly We're going to have to do it quickly. And that's you guys have all watched it, the Stranger Things season 4. Trailer.
Part 1. Season 4. Part 1.
Was it just part 1?
Yes.
I don't know.
It might have been everything. It had both release dates. It did have both. You're right.
May 27th, July 1st.
You're right.
So, I don't know what's going on. And I think that's good. Sam shows up, who's the researcher who was researching Will after he came from the Upside Down. Sam shows up and he's like, yo, man, like we're all going to die.
Yeah.
And if you don't know if you remember, at the end of season 3, they do flirt with the fact that Eleven doesn't have her powers.
I must have just forgot that. Yeah. I do, like, kind of remember now that you're mentioning it, but at the time, she mentioned, I don't have my powers anymore, and I was like, what?
And Sam, we assume Sam is talking to her.
Yes, at the diner.
And she doesn't have her powers, so it's like, what are we going to do?
Yeah, like, how do I can't, you know what, now I do remember at the end of season 3. Yeah,
and we'll do a rewatch. You know, it's very beautiful and heartfelt. Max is at Billy's grave, and I wanted to cry, but I didn't just because I had to consume the content for...
Yeah.
And Django's sitting in my lap right now like I'm Santa Claus. I just wanted to consume the content, but I felt it. It was beautiful, and they never, like, they never reconciled because he died for her. Like,
I think they're gonna... I think that... I hope that there's gonna be some kind of...
And it hurt. It hurt me,
it
dude.
Did. It does hurt a little bit. It happens so fast.
I was, man.
So, we see a lot of different creatures in this trailer. Not just the Demogorgon. There's this strange house that I'm assuming is in Hawkins?
It's called the Creel House, I believe.
So, it gave me a lot of It vibes.
Yeah.
And especially because, to me, in that trailer, it makes me seem like that's, like, the hub of all the evil mm-hmm. that's happening because mm-hmm. all those bats are circling around mm-hmm. it. I think that weird looking creature thing lives in
it. Yeah, what's that swamp thing creature that can talk?
Yeah, so.
What is that?
Yeah, so it was giving me a lot of it vibes because, again, that's where Pennywise lives in that house and all that stuff. So I was like, man, this is interesting. I mean, I didn't hate it. It's just, you know, made me think about it. And yeah, there are a bunch of, there's that weird swamp thing creature that that's like kind of has like a Freddy Krueger face too, with like the weird like burned face.
Speaking of Freddy Krueger, did you see Robert Englund in the trailer with the eyes?
Was that Robert Englund?
Yeah.
Was it really?
Yeah.
He's supposed to play Creole, isn't he, or something? Maybe not.
That was him.
Interesting.
For sure, that was him.
Interesting.
So we don't know what he's doing. We don't know what Sam is doing. Like, how does he know all this?
Yeah, I don't know. And then, towards the end of the trailer,
we have Hopper.
I know, man.
Is that what you're going to say?
No, but
well, like, man. They have Hopper in a prison.
In Russia.
And they're releasing Demogorgons for people to kill.
Yeah, and he is in Russia because Joyce got a package with the Russian symbol on it, with the stamps.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming he sent her something. Of course, what's in the box?
What's in the box?
And
what's in the box?
And then we see Max
levitate,
floating
bro.
In the air. And I'm like,
at Billy's grave.
At Billy's grave.
With everyone around.
So it's like, I don't know what's going on.
Dude.
Like, is Billy giving her some kind of thing from the afterlife to help save the world?
That would be great. I doubt it.
Is she just being possessed by something? Does she get power somehow? Like, what is going on?
Also, did Steve have a chest tattoo?
I hope so.
Did you see
I
that?
I missed that,
in the dark?
No. Oh, my
Either
God,
he
I
has a
that.
Lot of chest hair, or that boy straight up is going through, like, quarter-life crisis and got a chest tattoo.
I kind of hope it's the tattoo.
I hope so, too.
That would be hilarious.
Lucas looking like he's playing for the tropics with Will Ferrell was
oh,
awesome.
I know. That was awesome.
People not waving to Eleven broke my heart in the hallway.
That was so sad.
And I'm interested in the dynamic of her and Will, because we didn't get to see a lot of that.
We didn't. She's but they're in California, right?
I think that's where they went.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they went to
and
California.
And she's looking, like, the whole first movie, she's looking for Will.
Yeah.
And then the whole second movie, they're hiding her, so we haven't really seen. And yeah. So I like that. I think that's why they did that.
I think so,
We
too.
Also see her get taken away. We see her and Mike do end up visiting each other, so I don't know if it's, like, quote-unquote summer vacations and
maybe,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, we'll see. I also, I can't remember who said it, so I'm not going to quote who said it, but I did read someone close to the show said this is Stranger Things Game of Thrones season.
So, like, everyone's dying?
Which means, like, we're about to have stuff happen. Which is what I've been wanting. If you're going to end it, dude,
well, I mean, then,
play the
yeah,
game.
No, I agree.
You kill my boy Billy. You kill my boy Bob.
I know.
Put it in perspective, and let's get some of these kids out of here. With that,
yikes!
Take us home.
Guys, thank you so much for listening. I wasn't expecting that ending. I really appreciate it, guys. Thanks for sticking out with us every week. Be sure to follow us on all the social medias. We got Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, all that good stuff. We got Discord if you want to jump in the Discord. If you feel like leaving us a review, that would be wonderful. Whatever you feel like we deserve. You know, if you're going to give us that one star, that's fine. But maybe give us some feedback also on what we can do to maybe make it a 1.5, 2-star maybe next time. I appreciate you guys. Love you. Have a killer week. Shout out to Little Monsters.
Bye-bye.